going to return once more to the oceans. I can't ever get away from them, I'm afraid. With some rather lovely news this week out that when they're hunting, pilot whales might sprint after their prey in incredibly fast bursts of speed into the dark depths of the ocean, a bit like speedy cheetahs do on land. That's according to Natasha Aguila Soto from the Laguna University in Spain and colleagues from Woods Hole in the US and Aarhus University in Denmark, who've been studying pilot whales off the coast of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic. Now, studying the foraging behaviour of deep sea creatures like whales is obviously a huge challenge. But to find out more about how whales catch their food, this team attached electronic tags to 23 pilot whales to record how fast they were swimming, how deep they swam, and in which direction, as well as any noises they emitted while they were looking for their prey. It's a little bit like those frogs we were talking about. They emit very high-pitched noises to actually hunt for things they're going to eat. Now, what the researchers have discovered is that far from being energy-saving, slow swimmers, pilot whales can swim incredibly fast. They can plunge down to a kilometre in just 15 minutes. And it seems that just like a cheetah, that when they spot a prey, they dash after it in a sustained burst of speed. Now, Chris, how fast do you think these whales might be swimming?
Cheetahs go fast, don't they? 60 miles an hour or so.
60 miles an hour.
This is in water, so it's going to be proportionally slower. I don't know, 30 miles an hour?
20, actually, which is not too bad, actually. And it isn't as fast as cheetahs, but it is really good for these creatures, which I've...
But I thought the idea when these whales dive down, I thought the perceived wisdom was that they conserved energy and didn't move too quickly because that would burn off oxygen, and they didn't have much oxygen, so they wouldn't want to do that.
That's exactly why this is such a surprise, because obviously whales are holding their breath. Not only are they swimming so fast, but they're not breathing at the same time, so why aren't they doing a slow burn? But it seems that maybe this is actually what they have to do in order to pursue the prey that they're after, including things like colossal squid, that wonderful creature we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the one that was defrosted in New Zealand. And perhaps they do have to be able to swim this fast to be able to chase after other creatures that aren't holding their breath because they're actually breathing water with gills and things. That's the only way they're going to be able to keep up with them. So that's another strategy that they employ.
Inevitably, we'll just have to watch what happens and see if this applies to other deep sea creatures. But